performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you. got on my pallet, I lay down across my bed. Got off my pallet, I lay down across my bed. I went to eat my breakfast, it's blues all in my
kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college.
Lord Randall, my only son. Oh, where have Randall, my darling one. I've been to see my love. Oh, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick to my heart, and I need to lie down. What did she give you? Lord Randall, my only son, what did she give you? Lord Randall, my darling one, she gave me wine so sweet. Oh, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick to my heart, and I need to lie down. Throw back the curtains, let all the light in. Watch as I fade from day to night. Sing me to sleep now as my spirit flies. Oh, mother, don't cry. And what of your Lord Randall, my only son, and what of your hounds? Lord Randall, my darling one, they died before my eyes. Oh, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick to my heart, and I need to lie down. Make my bed in the churchyard. Don't.
wonder why. But you stole my money, I'm a Stetson hat, and I'm gonna take your life. He was bad, that bad man Stag O'Lee. Now Billy Lyon says, Mother, great God, don't weep nor cry. Billy Lyon said, Mother, I'm bound to die. He was bad, that bad man Stag O'Lee. Son, what have you done? Well, I murdered a man in the first degree. I murdered that son of a gun. He was bad, that bad man Stag O'Lee. Now Stag Lee says to the jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. Billy Lyon's all around my bedside will creep. He was bad, that bad man Stag O'Lee. She's bound to weep for me. He was bad, that bad man Stag O'Lee. Now the judge says to Stag Lee, gonna have a little pity, says he. I'm gonna send you to 25 years in the penitentiary. He was bad, that bad man Stag O'Lee.
I'd like to ask Merle to do some that fine finger picking he does on one of the old American ballads. This one, I really have no idea how old it is. It's one called The Banks of the Ohio. My love to take a walk just a little ways with me, and as we walked then we would talk all about our wedding day. Darling, say that you'll be mine, in our home we'll happy be. Down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio. I took her by her pretty white hand. I led her down that bank of sand. I plunged her in where she would drown. Lord, I saw her eyes, she floated down. Darling, say that you'll be mine. In our home, we'll happy be. Down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio. Returning home between 12 and 1, thinking, Lord, what a deed I've done. I'd killed the girl I love, you see, because she would not marry me. The very next day at 4:30, the sheriff walked right to my door. He says, young man, don't try to run. You'll pay for this awful crime you've done. Darling, say that you'll be mine. In our home we'll happy be, down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it made my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
I hit the road in a 52 Ford. A pack of matches and a postcard on the dashboard. The sun was set, the gas gauge was low, and it was time to go. I met the girl and a juke joint on the fly. Needed a friend the day my mother died. Her place was hot and it smelled of sin. I guess when one life goes, another begins. Hey now, what you gonna do? Got a fiver in your pocket and a switchblade in your boot. Now what you gonna say to make it go away? I
found the city by the mark on the stand. Studied it under the light of a hotel lamp. I found his work, I found their home. I waited until I knew she was alone. I didn't want the child to see light. I justified a little bit my pride. My mind was set that no one could know. The girl had to go. Hey, now what you gonna do? Got a fiver in your pocket and a switchblade in your boot. Hey, now what you gonna say to make it go away? Hey, now what you gonna do? Got a fiver in your pocket and a switchblade in your boot. Hey, now what you gonna say to make it go away? Light stumbling through a crack in the shades, reflected off of the edge of my blade. As I reached for the girl with the knife in my hand, I thought, I guess the kid deserves a chance. Then I came in as I started to go. My last intentions, how could he know? The blade sunk deep into my skin. I guess when one life goes, another begins.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. Cause all around my bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. So if your woman's devilish, you can let her run. Or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
For Albert's suit of clothes, he's a man, ain't done her wrong. Upstairs, somebody moaned. She peeped through the keyhole in the door, spied Albert in Thelma's arms. He's my man, and he's doing me wrong. Frankie called out to Albert. He pretended not to hear. If you don't come to the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. Use my man, ain't you doing me wrong? Shot poor Albert, shot him 3 or 4 times. Drew down that smoking gun as Albert lay there dying. He was her man, but he done her wrong. Says Miss Frankie, your crime is justified. He was your man, but he done you wrong.
Now the wind that flutters ever gentle through the valley at the place where Willie's sleeping in the ground. And the words that wrote upon the stone of Willie Duncan saying one too many women got him down. Crew Willie, ain't you sad for making all the women feel bad? Crew Willie, ain't you shame for causing all the women all the pain? Make
can use people. What happened in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday? Use people. What happened in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday? Come along some mean old snappers. Kid Dr. Luther King away. Well, Dr. Luther King marched in Selma. He marched in Mississippi too. But when he got in Memphis, Tennessee, boy, man, he would do. Dr. Luther King was dead. Well, he died last night, boy. Oh, Lord, with a bullet in his head. Well, I saw Dr. Luther King when he went to motel trying to take some rest. That mean old snobber shot him dead to the neck. You. That Dr. Luther King was dead. Everybody came from the European country, flying out planting jets all over my head. I went to the graveyard. I peeped down Dr. Luther King's face. I said, sleep on Dr. Luther King. We're marginalized re-election day. Can you use Dr. Luther King today? Here where I go, boy. Flying airplane jets all over my head. Sad word to say, great man.
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at speckbrothers.com. My name is Paul. I host a little program here on WRCT called Viva La Mock. Happens each and every Friday evening. However, right now and for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you music from The Clean. That's Tally Ho, the 1981 debut single from New Zealand's The Clean. It was also the very second single issued on the Flying Nun record label and peaked at number 19 on the New Zealand singles chart. Now, The Clean actually got their start back in 1978. Two brothers, David and Hamish Kilgore, started to play and write music together, David on guitar, Hamish on drums. Original bassist Peter Gutteridge was eventually replaced by Robert Scott. Now, the band took their name from a character in the movie Free Ride. The character's name? Mr. Clean.
Moved on to square one. Moved on to square one. You said square three. And I looked into your eyes. And you looked into my mouth. You said something. Well, I'm drawing to the home. Yeah, I'm drawing to the home. Yeah, I'm drawing to the home. To the home. Thank you.
That's Thumbs Off from The Clean, as we are showcasing 30 minutes of the music from The Clean. Now, believe it or not, The Clean is actually cited as one of the first bands in New Zealand to play original music. And with a style that brought together primitive punk energy, jangling pop melody, and touches of psychedelic experimentation, their influence can actually be heard in bands like Yola Tango, Superchunk, Pavement, and Guided by Voices. Up next, I'm going to start off the next set with a song from a 1982 EP. And what I love is the name of this EP is Great Sounds Great, Good Sounds Good, So-So Sounds So-So, Bad Sounds Bad, Rotten Sounds Rotten. Yep, that's the name of the EP from said EP. It's Sidon here in a half-hour block of The Clean on WRCC.
Sidon. I go Sidon. A brick wall. I see a brick wall. A brick face. A face of brick. I feel sick. I go Sidon. I go Sidon. Sidon, I go Sidon, I go Sidon. I crawl to the wall, I crawl with the wall. A lovely brick wall, a lovely brick wall. And I go Sidon.
We'll be right back. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We start today with what was a truly bizarre day in Washington, D.C. First, a confrontation. James Comer and Congressman Jared Moskowitz. As some of you know, Republican James Comer has seemed determined to find evidence against Joe Biden, whether it exists or not, for supposed criminal bribery, mob-like behavior. There's no evidence Joe Biden was engaged in any of this. But one of the data points that James Comer and others have pointed to is the movement of a few a few hundred thousand dollars between Biden family members, Joe Biden giving and then being repaid a loan. And this is the smoking gun, according to James Comer. Of course, that doesn't prove any kind of wrongdoing. It's a loan between family members. It was then reported, as I told you on Monday, that James Comer was involved in a very similar intrafamily loan. And the argument that many have been making is whether or not this in general is evidence of criminality. If it's evidence that Joe Biden should be investigated, then by that very same standard, James Comer should also be investigated. Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz confronted James Comer about this during a hearing yesterday. Comer completely loses it. Take a look at this.
They went around and investigated all this bullshit that Ian Sams is trying to tell people that only dumb, financially illiterate people pick up on, and said that it was a shell company because it was an LLC. You're so financially illiterate that you think because something says LLC, it's a shell company. This company, which I financially disclose, has properties. Okay, it manages over 1,000 acres of land for hunting purposes. It owns different properties. I'm one of the largest landowners in my home area. Okay? I went to the bank and I borrowed money and I bought that land. I didn't get wires from Romania, China. My family doesn't get wires. Okay? Never loaned my brother money. Don't have an LLC. But you and Goldman, who is Mr. Trust Fund, continue to try
reclaiming my time.
No, I'm not going to give you your time back. We can stop the clock. You all continue to, you look like a smurf here just going around and all this stuff. Now listen,
Mr. Chairman,
hold on.
If we're not on time,
you have
gone on TV and said the president did something illegal. You're doing stuff with your brother. The American people have the same questions. Why should they believe you? Why should they believe you? Why should they believe you? There's a different rule for the president. There's a different rule for you. Why should they believe what you're saying, Mr. Chairman? Why? You go on Fox News and say loans and deals are a way to evade taxes. We don't know if that's what you're doing or not. We don't know. We have no idea. We're supposed to take your word for it. But when the president says
something,
you've
already been proven a liar, Mr. Moskowitz.
What's that?
You've already been proven a liar.
Who's proven me a liar? You?
Yes.
Your word means nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Go to my hometown. There's a camera crew there today, an opposition research crew there today.
Mr. Chairman, this seems to have gotten under your skin.
I'll pay for your ticket.
I think the American people have lots of questions, Mr. Chairman, and perhaps you should sit maybe for a deposition.
I will be happy. I will sit with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, and we can go over our LLC.
So the point here is less about whether James Comer did or didn't commit a crime. It's about exposing the absurd hypocrisy and double standard in which it is abundantly clear that they are holding different people to different standards. When it's Joe Biden involved in an intrafamily loan, it's part of the Biden crime